Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the last Aliyah Parsha's told us, that is Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Hey. And the Pasuk says, V'yishalch Yitzchok es Yaakov, Yitzchok sent Yaakov, V'yelch Paden Aram, and he went to Paden Aram, El Lovin ben Besuel Arami, to Lovin, the son of Besuel the Arami, Achi Rivka, who was the brother Rivka, Aim Yaakov Esav, and she's the mother of Yaakov and Esav. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey, Aim Yaakov Esav. Rashi says something over here unique that he almost never says in the entirety of Torah, Aini Adea Mamalam Deni, I do not know what this is trying to teach us. Back to Chomash Pasuk Vav. Esav saw that Yitzchok blessed Yaakov. And he sent him to Paddan Aram to take for himself a wife over there. When he blessed him, and he commanded him, saying, do not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Yaakov listened to his father and mother. And he went to Paddan Aram. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Zayin. This is connected to the previous topic. Esav saw that Yitzchok blessed him. That he sent him to Paddan Aram, v'chishama Yaakov l'aviv, and Yaakov had listened to his father, v'halach Paddan Aram, and he went to Paddan Aram, v'chiras b'nais Canaan, and the daughters of Canaan were no good, v'halach gam huel Yishmael, so Esav went to Yishmael as well, because he saw that Yitzchak was not happy with the daughters of Canaan. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, so v'yar Esav, kiras b'nais Canaan, Esav saw that the b'nais Canaan were no good, v'ina Yitzchak aviv, in the eyes of Yitzchak his father, so v'yelach Esav al Yishmael, Esav went to Yishmael, v'yikach az machlas bas Yishmael ben Avram, and he took machlas, the daughter of Yishmael, who was the son of Avram, achos nevayas, she was the sister of Nevayas, Al Nashav, he took her on top of all of his other wives, Loy Leisha, to him as a wife. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. Achos Nevayas, Mimashma Shanemar Bas Yishmael, from the fact that it says that she's a daughter of Yishmael, any day she Achos Nevayas, don't I know that she's the sister of Nevayas? Elim Danu, this is teaching us, Shemes Yishmael Mishia Dala Esav, Yishmael died when she was already destined for Esav, Kaidim Nisun, before the actual marriage. Visia Nevayas Achia, and her brother Nevayas married her off. Vilamanu, it also teaches, Shahi Yaakov Ba'isa Perik Ben Samach Yemel Shanim. Yaakov was 63 years old at that time. Yishmael ben Ayin Dalad Shanim Hayek Shanel and Yaakov. Yishmael was 74 and Yaakov was born. Sheyud Dalad Shanah Hayek Gadol Yishmael Yitzchak. Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak. Yitzchak ben Shishim Shanah Bladis Aisam. Yitzchak was 60 years old when he had him. Hare Ayin Dalad, that's 74. Ushnaisav Hayu Kuflam and Zayin, and Yishmael lived to 137. Shenemar says, Vele Shnei Chai Yishmael. Nimsa, turns out, Yaakov, Shemes Yishmael, Yaakov, when Yishmael died, was ben Samach Yemel Shanim Hayek, 63 years old. Vlamanu Mikanu, we learn from here, Shenitman Beis Aver Yud Dalad Shanah, that Yaakov hid away in Beis Aver, meaning he went to the Beis Medrash, the Yeshiva of Shem Ve'Aver, for 14 years. But Achakach Hachal Charan, and only then he went to Charan. Shari Loi Shah Beis Lavan Fnei Yodasa Shal Yosef El Yudal Shana. He only stayed in Lavan's house before Yosef was born 14 years. Shenemar says, Avaticha Arba Hasrei Shana B'Shtei B'nai Secha. I have worked for you for 14 years for your two daughters, B'Shei Shana B'Tzai Necha, and another 6 years for your sheep, Uzchar Hatzayin, and this payment he got of sheep, Mishanel Yosef Hay, that was ready after Yosef was born. Shenemar says, Vahikasher Yalda Rachlas Yosef, and the Yosef Ben Lamed Shana Hayek Shemalach. Yosef was 30 years old when he became king in Mitzrayim. Umisham Acher Yaakov leMitzrayim, and from then till Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, Tes Shanim was 9 years. Zayin Shel Seva Ubeis Shel Rav, 7 of plenty, 2 of hunger. V'Yaakov Amar LePari, and Yaakov had told Pari once he got to Mitzrayim, Yimei Shnei Megurai Shleishim Ashana, I'm 130 years old. So Tzeva Chashayev, go and make a cheshbon if you're actually still following this cheshbon. Yudal Shana Shlefnei Leidas Yosef, 14 years before Yosef was born. Ushleishim Shel Yosef, and another 30 of Yosef's life. V'Teisha Mishamalch Acher BaYaakov, 9 years from when he became king until Yaakov came, Hare Nun Gimel, that's 53. And when Yaakov left his father, he was 63. Hare Kuf Yud Vav, that's 116. Vehu Aimer, but he had told Pare, Shleishim Ashana, 130 years. Hare Chasarim Yud Dalad Shanim, we're missing 14 years over here. Halamata, you learn from here, Sha'achar Shekibla Brachas, after he got the Brachas from Yitzhak, Nitman Beis Aver Yud Dalad Shanim, he went to learn in the Yeshiva of Shem Aver for 14 years. Next, Rashi, Al Nashav, Haisef Rish Al Rishasai, he added on more wickedness onto his already existing wickedness. He didn't divorce the first ones. If the whole reason why Esav married a wife who was not a Kenani was because he knows that his father doesn't like Kenani women, so why didn't he divorce his Kenani wives? From the fact that he didn't divorce them, that just shows he's adding wickedness onto his already existing wickedness. With this, we finish Parshas Toldos. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.